Our scripture for today is the 100th Psalm. Hear the word of the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God, that it is he that made us. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Amen. Please pray with me. Father God, we come today with many things upon our hearts, and Father, help us to lay all of this aside and open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up, and what is said, heard, and understood this day be pleasing to you. In Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Well, my friends, we are at the end of November, and pretty soon we're going to be closing out 2022. We're going to be finishing up the second half of this year. And I was thinking back, you know, about the things that went on in the last, you know, 6 months from July, and I started thinking about the holidays. And you know, you got July 4th. And what happens on July 4th? Get your fireworks, get your hot dogs, get your hamburgers, get ready to celebrate, go out. And it's a big deal. You know, you got car sales and all of this other stuff going on. August is kind of quiet. And you get into September. Labor Day! Get your hot dogs, your hamburgers. Celebrate the end of summer. And then October comes, and all of October is all Halloween is coming. Make sure that you get your candy and your costumes. Get your invitations out for your Halloween parties. And then November 1st rolls around. And what happens? All the Christmas stuff comes out. You go into Walmart or Target or whatever, and they've got the Christmas stuff out. They've got the trees. They've got the decorations. They have all of this stuff. 99.1 starts playing Christmas music on the radio. Makes me think about that cartoon of the turkey and Santa Claus, where the turkey is saying, "Hold on, fat boy, it's not your time yet." It's like we forget, as a society, we forget about Thanksgiving. Probably because you can't make a whole lot of money off of it. Walmart couldn't, but, you know, grocery stores kind of make out. But the big push is Christmas. I mean, come on. Thanksgiving is the only holiday where we get 2 days off. That's a big deal, isn't it? But again, Thanksgiving kind of gets pushed aside, and our focus is pushed towards Christmas. The Lord of the Hunt is coming now. But it's kind of like, you know, you push Thanksgiving away. And I don't know about you, but Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays of the year, mostly because I think of the family gatherings of my family, and I come from a large family. If you go back to my grandparents' generation, I had a whole bunch of great aunts and great uncles, and we would get together. And there was a time where my family would go visit my mother's best friend in high school and her husband and their two daughters, and we'd go down. We would get together for Thanksgiving, and that was always, always a happy, happy time. But nowadays, again, it kind of gets shoved to the side. Its importance seems to be lessened year after year after year. And it's sad. It's sad, especially for me now, that my grandparents, all of my relatives that were in my grandparents' generation have all passed on. So they're not around anymore. So we can't have those big family get-togethers. You know, another thing that seems to be shoved aside, pushed, is the concept of Thanksgiving in general. The world just seems to be out to upset us, make us mad, and in a way to distract us, to make us focus simply on all of the bad things that happen in our lives, that go on. The state of the world is pretty rotten, and it all just crashes in. We have relatives, friends that get sick. We have problems with our job. We have problems in our families. And it all just seems to distract us. Where's Thanksgiving? Just like I asked myself, where is the holiday Thanksgiving at the beginning of November? I ask you now, where is your Thanksgiving? How often do you really remember to be thankful other than when you're saying grace at supper? Yes, things are bad. Bad things happen and have an effect on us. But there is always room to be thankful. In the midst of all of the turmoil of life, of all of the things that happen, is it so hard to remember all of the blessings that we still have? Is it so hard to spend a little time saying, you know what? Things are pretty tight budget-wise in the house, but you know what? I've got a roof over my head. I have food on the table. I have clothes on my back. I have transportation to take me where I need to go. You know what? Things are bad, but you know, I'm thankful for these things. When something bad happens, like last week when I was in Ohio and we had to take my father to the emergency room, it kind of looked bad, but you know what? I was sitting in the parking lot because they wouldn't let me in. There's one per visitor per patient. And I was just sitting in the car saying, you know what? I'm thankful that we got Dad to emergency. I am thankful that they are looking at them and that we are going to find out what is going on. Where's Thanksgiving? Our scripture for today is a familiar one to us. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Notice what it says here. It doesn't say make a perfect on pitch song with no mistakes. It says make a joyful noise to the Lord. When Holly and I first got married, we attended Clinton Presbyterian Church that had Dr. William Sadler as our pastor, and he was a good preacher. And I was an elder, and I was serving communion, and we were singing a hymn, and he came down, and he stood beside me, and we shared the hymnal. And I swear the man did not hit a right note. There was a husband and wife, Pat and Jerry, who usually sat two pews behind me, and we would sing hymns, and I swear to God, they didn't hit a right note. As a matter of a fact, they didn't hit the same note, even close to it. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. You don't have to sing well. You don't have to speak well in order to be thankful. Whatever noise that you make, whatever you say, just make that joyful noise. Even if you don't, if it's not a very big noise, still make it. Be thankful. Think about your blessings. Worship the Lord with gladness. How many of you have ever walked into church in a very, very foul mood? Okay, you don't have to raise your hand. I'm just going to say we all have, and that affects your worship. Worship the Lord with gladness. I don't care if you are in the middle of something very serious. You may be suffering mightily with a great illness. If you worship the Lord, if you do not do it with some gladness, you're missing the point. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Now, again, when I think about enter his courts with gladness, I think of something like the temple in Jerusalem, and I think about the priests coming in, horns blowing, the priests dressed up to the nines, singing these songs in perfect harmony. The trumpets not out of tune, not even by a little bit. It doesn't say that you have to be totally joyous to worship God. Just like you don't have to make a perfect song, you don't have to enter the court of the Lord with perfect gladness. you need, when you enter, you need to remember your blessings, be thankful, be glad for what you have. Be thankful that you're not in a worse place than where you are. Be thankful that you are a child of God, that God is going to take, and He will take care of you. He will meet your needs. He may not totally heal you, but He might make it so that you are healed enough to continue on. So where's Thanksgiving? Where's your Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, yes, we celebrate on the last Thursday of November, but truth be told, we need to celebrate Thanksgiving every day of our lives. So, my friends, the challenge is every day, when things go bad, stop for a moment, make a joyful noise, even if it's just a grunt. Remember your blessings. Enter the court of the Lord, even if it's for a minute. Enter it with gladness. And remember that God is God. He loves. Hallelujah. God is God. God loves you. God will take care of you. Let he who has ears hear. Amen.